Hello and welcome to the Words of the Wise podcast. I'm Lexi Maynor, your host, and this is going to be a little bit different of an episode. I actually don't have a guest. It is just me. And that is because 6 years ago, I hit record for the very first time. I was 19, sitting on the screened-in porch with my mom, my grandma Mimi, and my great-grandpa Lux. He had a glass of whiskey in hand, a cigarette nearby, and 90 years of stories to share. That conversation was raw, imperfect, filled with porch sounds and quiet pauses, but it became the very first episode of the Words of the Wise podcast. 3 months later, my grandpa Lux passed away. Near the end of the interview, I asked him what he thought was the most important thing in life. He said,
"And what do you believe is the most important thing in life?"
Be a good homebody.
I like that.
You don't have to worry about that because you're doing just right.
Oh. Would you say that you were a homebody?
Yeah, I was a homebody. It's a good thing because it didn't have no money. Right.
You like being home with all of us 8 kids screaming and fighting?
And listening to that again, my Uncle Mark was also present, and he joked about having all of the kids at the house, and that's why Grandpa Lux maybe liked being a homebody. At the time of this interview, he was 90, clearly very wise, but he was a simple guy, not a super deep, deep thinker. So these things that I'm about to say on what I think a homebody is, I don't know if that's necessarily what he meant, but I'm going to try to put words to the reflections that I've had in regards to his advice, but I think he was definitely on to something. At the time, I wasn't totally sure what he meant, but that simple line has echoed in my mind for years, and now I see the wisdom in it. My mom actually has that exact quote framed in our home. It's more than just a sentence to us. It's become a grounding reminder. Being a good homebody isn't about staying in one place. It's about staying rooted. It's about choosing closeness with what matters, your people, your values, your faith. Home isn't always a physical place. Sometimes it's a person. Sometimes it's a memory. Sometimes it's just the feeling of being known and safe and still. And the voices that fill our homes, they shape us. The cadence of a loved one's laugh, the way stories were told at the dinner table, the advice we didn't know we needed at the time, the inside jokes, those sounds stay with us long after someone is gone. That's why this podcast exists. When I was only in third grade, my Papa John passed away, and what I wouldn't give now to hear his voice, to hear him tell his story in his own words. And that's what Words of the Wise is meant to do, to preserve voices, to pass on stories, to help families hold on to the things that really matter. And here's the thing. People often ask me why I start interviews at age 60, and the honest answer, that's the age Papa John was when he left his earthly home for his heavenly one. It felt like the beginning of so much untold wisdom leaving with him. So that's where I began. Another thing I've come to believe through this journey is this. It's hard to know who we are if we don't know where we came from. So much of our identity is shaped by those who came before us, their decisions, their experiences, their sacrifices, their dreams. When we hear their stories, we gain context. When we understand their struggles, we gain compassion. When we recognize their strengths, we gain confidence. The wisdom we need to move forward often begins with simply listening to the ones who came before. And that's what these podcast episodes aim to be. Not polished productions, trust me, not documentaries. They're meant to feel like sitting at the kitchen table with someone you love. A little messy, a little meandering, but deeply meaningful. That first interview with Grandpa Lux was just that. It was slow and sweet. I was awkward. I mean, I always am a little bit, but I was real. And you can hear everything. The porch creaks, the clink of ice in his glass, the inhale of a cigarette, the rasp in his voice. It wasn't perfect, but it was him. And that is priceless. The name of this podcast comes from Proverbs 1:5-6. And here's a little snippet of it. Let the wise listen and increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That was King Solomon's advice to his children. And honestly, it's just as relevant now. We live in a world that's always rushing forward, but sometimes the wisest thing we can do is look back, listen, learn, remember. These interviews ask questions like, what matters most? Do you have any regrets? How do you want to be remembered? Those aren't just questions. They're invitations to see a person's heart, to hear the soul of a story, to come home to who we are. So here's to 6 years, to porch conversations, to messy memories, to homebodies, both here and in heaven. Here's to Grandpa Lux, to Papa John, to all the voices captured, and all the ones still waiting to be recorded. This is just the start. Thank you all, and thank you, Jesus. Soli Deo Gloria.